This church that we went to, one of the first things that struck me when we arrived there was the 100 pounds of sweat and blood that we dumped in this thing. Vital made a special point of taking me to the wall where you just got clocked. And he said, yeah, this was, she almost got hit by the miracle of God. She got missed. And I go, thanks, buddy. I was the author of that cinder block, in case you didn't realize. And I was watching and reminiscing a lot of the time that we spent there. I think if I want to kind of encapsulate this whole trip, I think one of the things that a lot has been shared, and not much I can really add to it, but after one of the services, we were starting out handing cookies, which is something we did most of the time. And there were a lot of girls out there. A lot of the girls were, they were like from this high all the way up to there. A couple girls were babysitting. You know, they had these little kids, you know. And I was looking at them, I go, Paul, man, I said, well, I wonder what your mother's doing. So one of the little girls went off to the side, and she started to nurse this kid. Now, we're talking about a girl that's probably no more 11, 12 years old. And it kind of brought back to me what all this is all about. I'm struggling a little bit here this morning, but okay. Sometimes I think we have we who are involved in missions, and most of you guys are, I'm preacher of the choir for many of you, and many of you that haven't gone, and this is probably for your encouragement. We have a tendency to look at admissions, and we've been there, done that, got the coffee cup, you know. Many of us, you know, like to, sometimes perhaps are hesitant to get involved again for some reason. And this is probably what I'm going to say this morning. What the Lord was showing me this morning is out of 2 Corinthians 4:1. He said, you know, this mission, this calling that we have as ministers of the gospel is as an act of His mercy. As an act of His grace. And it's easy sometimes when we get involved in missions to not see the long term, the long term effect of what we're doing. We do it and then we say, okay, I've done it. What was this all about? You know, Lord, you know, I can't see where this is headed. I mean, and God said, you know, it's an act of my mercy that you were called. And it's by my mercy and grace that you continue in that call. All of us are called. You know, the mission field is, you know, and you all know this, you know, where you work. Sometimes foreign missions is also a piece of that. But every work that you do is an expression of God's mercy to the people that we're called to serve. And that's all it's all about. Those of you who went on this trip, don't answer this question. But for the rest of you, I asked this the first meeting I was at with this group. And if you remember in John 21, Jesus asked Peter, he said, Peter, do you love me? Three times he asked him that. And each answer, after he said, yes, Lord, I love you, Jesus said, okay, feed my lambs, feed my sheep, feed my lambs. We have all been called to feed lambs, and lambs are everywhere we are. You got to remember that Jesus was asking Peter this question after Peter denied him three times, after Peter had failed. Many times Peter, I guess, was probably berating himself for how many times he had fallen short of what Jesus had called. He'd been with Jesus for 3 years. And then all of a sudden, Jesus says, hey, do you love me? And I'm sure what's going through Peter's mind, he goes, man, what a question. I says, why are you asking me this now? And the point Jesus was making is, look, Peter, he says, I don't care if you're gorgeous. I don't care if you feel less than what you think you should be. I don't care if you failed me. I don't care if you have any issues that you're dealing with. He says, Peter, I don't care, you know, if you tithe. I don't care what you do. I just want you to, if you love me, feed my lambs. That's all he asked him to do. And that's all, I guess, he asked us to do. I often, in my mind's sight, sometimes I have a tendency to go through this menu. It says I've got to fill all these squares, and then I'll be acceptable to do X, Y, Z, W. And Jesus never asked me that. He just said, it's like Jay said, you know, are you ready to go? Go. Are you ready to go to your neighbor? Are you ready to go overseas? Are you ready to serve in your harvest field, wherever that God has called you? So that's my encouragement to you. It's my encouragement to me. It's my encouragement for me to remind myself. Foreign missions are incredible opportunity for people to grow, for people to understand other cultures, for people to be stretched beyond what you normally would do. I mean, who would have thought when I was doing this that at the end I'd be painting? I mean, wait a minute. This is a VBS mission trip. What is painting in that job description? You know, here we are at the very last day. Say, hey, we got some painting for you guys to do. Come on out. Let's do some painting. I'm going, okay. So we're out there slogging the old paint on the thing, you know. But it's kind of that stuff. I think it is the absolute surprise that the Holy Spirit puts in each one of us, this wow factor that he comes in and says, this time I want you to do this. But God, you don't understand. I am not. And God says, you love me? Yeah, okay, well. All right, Lord, I'll do it because I love you. And I think that's the bottom line. That is the common denominator in all of us who are called to do what we've done. A lot of these children, they have incredible needs. Needs that you can't even begin to imagine. It's like Kelly said. You know, you look at this thing, you look at these houses, you know, running water. What running water? You know, they have, a lot of these streets is basically just a mud hole. You know, it just hasn't been dried out yet. And when it rains there, it doesn't rain. It just buckets down. I mean, we were there a couple of days and it just rained on us. And then everything turned into a quagmire. And I'm going, all right, here's where we're going to have VBS. We'll just have to slog through this rice paddy and get her done. It's the best we can. You know what I'm saying? But I say all that to encourage all of us, encourage me, that this is a tremendous opportunity for the Holy Spirit to come in and fill you with a certain sense and consciousness of his presence about how precious you are in his sight and how he can use you as he fills you to accomplish his perfect work in your life. Amen.